The psalmist says in Psalm 150, verse 6, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." How fitting for the last verse of the last psalm in our Bible to end with praise. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. The opening psalm begins with the pronouncement of blessing. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's Psalm chapter 1. The last verse of the last psalm ends with, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." The Psalms are a picture of the entire life of a man. They show his heartaches, his afflictions, his pains, his sufferings. They show his rejoicing, his mountaintops of victory, as well as his valley of defeat. The whole Christian man can relate to the Psalms. There are times that we can read them and can see ourselves as David is stuck in a hold somewhere, pleading with God to help him. We can suffer affliction with Heman or Asaph, who see a nation given over to sin and evil. We have been sick on our bed and distraught at times. We have been depressed and discouraged with little hope in us of recovery. Darkness has covered our faces, and some have experienced desertion and cried out with Christ, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" We've experienced God hiding his face from us. Then we can read Psalm 23 and see the Lord our shepherd, and our hearts do not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He restores our souls. The valley of the shadow of death could not destroy us as long as the good shepherd was with us. We poured out our complaints unto God. Then in Psalm 119, it tells us of his word and how much it means to our hearts and how much we need it in our lives. But now the most important lesson comes up in the Psalms, that is praise. The psalmist spends the last few chapters in commanding everyone to praise the Lord. Everything that has breath, he ends with. He goes through the list of all things on earth. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded them they were created. He tells the fire, the hail, the snow, the vapor, the mountains, the hills, the fruitful trees and cedars. Let them praise the name of the Lord, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel. Praise him upon loud cymbals. Everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. He goes through the list of all these things, dragons and other creatures, that they should praise the Lord. Those dragons that will not submit to any man, but they must bow their heads to the God of all. But oh, that men would praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. That is the reason to praise God. The lessons we can learn from the Psalms is praise through all our trials, through all things. That man that will be blessed of God is the man that will praise him. Through all of the darkness, through all of the light, through all the good, through all the bad, he will praise the Lord. In all things, he will praise the Lord. Through all life's valleys and mountaintops, he will praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. This is God's desire for us, is that we would learn to praise God. That's what the Psalms teach us. As we look at the whole life of a man, we can see it in the Psalms. His life is all, the Christian man's life is all wrapped up in the Psalms. It begins with the pronouncement of blessing as we follow the Lord, and it ends with us praising the Lord. That's what will happen if we follow God. If we follow those blessings and those teachings that are in the Psalms, we will end our days praising the Lord. And we ought to spend our days praising the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.